Rogaine comes in a number of different forms. It comes in a 5% solution for men, a 2% solution for women, and a 5% foam. The original formulation was the 5% solution for men, which has propylene glycol in it. And propylene glycol is what actually allows the medicine to penetrate into the scalp. And that's the best vehicle, the most effective way of getting the medication into the follicles. And that's why it was originally designed that way. And many medications have propylene glycol as a base. The problem with propylene glycol is that it's irritating to the scalp in some patients, and some patients actually can have allergic reactions to it. Also, it's a little bit greasy. So because of that, for women, they put the minoxidil in an alcohol-based solution. So it's going to be a little bit less effective, but less greasy. Then a number of years later, they came out with the men's foam, which has no propylene glycol in it. The problem with the foam is that even though it's aesthetically a little bit nicer, it doesn't really allow the medicine to penetrate quite as well into the scalp. And also, the foam is very hard to get on the scalp, especially if you have a lot of hair. It seems like the foam gets caught up in the hair, where the liquid, you can separate the hair and get the liquid directly on the scalp. What's interesting is that although Rogaine has been prescribed in the package insert to be used twice a day, often people can get the same results if they put it on more liberally just once a day at night. And so if you can put it on at night and use the propylene glycol-based solution, the 5% men's solution, then you can kind of circumvent the cosmetic problems of it being greasy because you wash it off in the morning. Most people take showers, you know, in the morning. So what we advise most people to do is use the more effective 5% just once a day at night, wash it out in the morning, and then you're done. The other thing is we find that when people use a medication twice a day, it's kind of a nuisance. They kind of just dab it on. And you really want to get a good, even coat over the entire areas that have the potential to be bald, not just the areas that are thinning a lot. Because the medications work, as you know, as a prevention just as much as regrowing hair back.